Hopefully, hopefully we get a lot of chazars, so we're all experts now in the first few blot of brachos. And now we'll go right there for a few more days until Pesach. We'll see what happens on Pesach. But here we go. So we're on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. And we are, you guys went a little bit weiter on your own, right? Cook went a little bit weiter, yeah. But we'll start from, we'll do a little bit of chazar. So we'll start from the two dots. It's like 8-9 lines down. Tanu Rabbanon. We're talking about the Mishmaros, okay? How did we get into Mishmaros? Because in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the latest time for saying Kriyas Shel Arvis is Ad Sof HaShemar HaRishona. And that leads into, we already dealt with Mishmaros and how many Mishmaros are in the night and what happens at each Mishmar. And now we go back to a Machlokas that we actually referenced earlier when we said how many Mishmaros does Rabbi Lazar hold, if he holds four, if he holds three. But here's the actual Makor, here's the Machlokas, whether there's three Mishmaros or four Mishmaros. And our Gemara says, what's the Makor, right? And basically when we mean what's the Makor, it's not a Machlokas in Sfara. There's no like reason, this way or that way to think that the night should be split into three or split into four. You have to look in the Pesukim, you have to look in the Makoros, which speak, you know, any hint to how to divide the night, any hint to how many Mishmaros are in the night, and make a judgment call based on that. So I'm sure there is a deeper, you know, based on Kabbalah, deeper or whatever, but I'm saying in terms of the actual Pesukim, you know, Pshat HaMachlokas, it's going to be a Machlokas in the Pesukim. So Umar says, Tanu Rabbanan, Arba Mishmaros Have Halayla Divrei Rebbe. So the first opinion is the opinion of Rebbe, that the night is split up into four Mishmaros. Rebbe Nasan Omer Shalosh. Rebbe Nasan says, three Mishmaros. And our Gemara, our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, was right, he follows Rabbi Nasan because he says that the night is split up into three Mishmaros. Ad Sof HaShemar HaRishona means 4 hours into the night. But here we have a Machlokas. According to Rabbi, there are four Mishmaros. According to Rabbi Nasan, there are three Mishmaros. So ask the Gemara, my taima de Rabbi Nasan, what's the reason for Rabbi Nasan, or the reason, or what's the Makor, what Pesukim is it based on? So says the Gemara, Dechsiv, as it says, Pasuk and Shoftim, Vayavo Gidon, so Gidon, one of the Shoftim, so he came during a certain battle, Umeya Ish Asher Ito, Bikse HaMachaneh, Rosh HaAshmura HaTichona. So Gidon came together with the 100 men that were with him, Bikse HaMachaneh, to the edge of the camp. And when, at what time did he come? When did this happen? Says the Pasuk, Rosh HaShmura HaTichona. At the beginning of the Ashmura HaTichona. And what does Tichon mean? Tichon means middle. So at the beginning of the middle Ashmura. Right? A way of remembering. I mean, it depends, I guess, how good your modern Hebrew is. But how do you say middle school in modern Hebrew? Is Tichon. Right? Tichon is middle. Middle means Tichon is the middle. So, right, the Pasuk says that they attacked at the Rosh HaShmura HaTichona. They gathered together at the Rosh HaShmura HaTichona at the beginning of the middle Ashmura. So Tana, so he taught, this is the opinion of Rabbi Nasan, Ein Tichona Ela Shiyesh Lefana Ela Chareha. He says, in order for something to be Tichona, in order for something to be in the middle, it means that there has to be one before it and one after it. So that's how he concludes, right, if there's a middle Ashmura, it means that there has to be an odd amount of Mishmaros. There has to be one before or one after, or I guess you technically have two before or two after. But that's how he knows that there are three Mishmaros, because if there were four Mishmaros, in other words, then there would be no middle Ashmura. So, in Tuchon El Sheish Lefanei L'Acharei, there's one before it and one after it, three Mishmaros. So that's how I know that there's three Mishmaros. So says the Gemara, V'Rebbe Mai Tichona. So Rebbe, who says that there are four Mishmaros, Mai Tichona, how does he read this Pasuk? It's Pasuk, he has to deal with it. How does he read the Pasuk that says Tichona, that says that there's a middle Ashmura? So answers the Gemara, Echad Min HaTichonos Sheva Tichonos. So it's one of the middle ones, not the middle Ashmura, right? It's not that there's one middle Ashmura, there's one before it and one after, but there's one of the middle ones. In other words, there are four Mishmaros. So you have the first one, And then you have middle number one, middle number two, that's two and three. And then you have the last one, that's number four. So you have four mishmaros. So when it says tichona, it means one of the middle ones. Echad min ha-tichona shebe-tichonos. V'Rabbi Nelson. So what would Rabbi Nelson say back to Rabbi, right? Oh, Rabbi had a good read now. Rabbi is able to say, oh, echad min ha-tichona shebe-tichonos. V'Rabbi Nelson. So what's he going to say? Mi ksiv tichona shebe-tichonos. Tichona ksiv. He says, just read the pasuk. The pasuk doesn't say one of the middle ones. It says the middle one that they gathered together at the middle Ashmura. So if there's a middle Ashmura, that means that there are three mishmaros, one before, one after, one in the middle. So that is how that is why Rabbi Nelson says three mishmaros. I think that's what is that what you got up to last time? Okay. Fine, so now we have to see, now we've sorted it out, right? Basically, we understand where Rabbi Nelson's coming from. We understand how Rabbi could teach it. It's not a great read, but we understand how he could teach it. We understand why Rabbi Nelson doesn't like Rebbe's read of the pasuk, but we still don't know what's driving Rebbe to say four, right? He's not driven to say four because of this. He's just able to teach the pasuk. So what's his marker for four? So my time of the Rebbe, says the Gemara, what's the reason for Rebbe who says that there are four mishmaros? Amar of Zrika, Amar of Ami, Amar of Yoshua ben Levi. So Rav Zrika said the name of Rav Ami, said the name of Rav Yoshua ben Levi. Kasuv Echad Omer Chatzos Laila Akum Lehodos Lecha Al Mishpatei Tzedek. So the Psukim from Tehillim. So it's David HaMelech, autobiographical Psukim, David HaMelech speaking about how how he used to spend his nights. So one Pasuk says, Chatzos Laila Akum Lehodos Lecha Al Mishpatei Tzedekecha. So Chatzos Laila, the middle of the night, or midnight, Akum, I'd get up, to praise you, Hashem, for the laws, your righteous laws. So basically, David HaMelech is saying that he'd get up at midnight, he'd get up at Chatzos to praise Hashem. Because of Echad, but we have another pasuk that says, Kidmu Einai Ashmuros, that I got up, Kidmu Einai, my eyes woke up, which means I got up, Kidmu Einai Ashmuros, I got up two Ashmuros early, right? Ashmuros, okay, well, we'll have to see exactly how to read it, but I got up multiple Ashmuros early. I got up earlier than everyone else, two Ashmuros. So, HaKetzad, how is this possible? Arba Mishmaros Have Halayla. This proves, says Rebbe, that the night is four Mishmaros. How does this prove that the night is Mishmaros? So let's break it down. So you have David says he got up in the middle of the night. So let's say this is the night. He got up right in the middle of the night. He said, I got up in the Chatzos Halayla, I got up to praise Hashem. And he also said that he got up two Mishmaros early. So that means that, right, if this is the beginning of the night, the start of the night, and this is the end of the night over here, and he gets up in the middle of the night, so there's still two Mishmaros after Chatzos Halayla. He says, right, because that's what David HaMelech said. He said, Kidmu Einai Ashmuros. I got up two Ashmuros, right? He didn't say I got up Ashmura. I got one Ashmura early. He says I got up two Ashmuros early. So if he got up in the middle of the night, and there's still two Ashmuros afterwards, so it must be that there's four Mishmaros of the night. Because that's the only way for it to work out. He got up in the middle of the night. There's still two Mishmaros, right? Because, let's just say the opposite side, if there are three Mishmaros in the night, then if you get up in the middle of the night, you're only getting up one and a half Mishmaros early. But David HaMelech said, Ashmuros, Kidmu Einai Ashmuros, I got up two Ashmuros early. So that is the pshat, that is how Rebbe says, I can prove to you that there are four Mishmaros. So one more time, I'll just read it one more time. So Kasuv Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Chatzos Laila Akum Lehodos Lecha Al Mishpatei Tzedekecha. I got up Chatzos Laila. That's the key of that pasuk, right? The key is Chatzos Laila. I got up at midnight to praise you, Hashem. Chatzos Echad Omer, and the second pasuk said, Kidmu Einai, and the key word is Ashmuros. I got up two Ashmuros. So if I got up at Chatzos, and there's two more Mishmaros, so it must mean that the night is split up. HaKetzad Arba Mishmaros Have Laila. The night is split up into four. So what's Rabbi Nelson? Now we have to figure out how is Rabbi Nelson going to to answer these psukim. How is he going to read these psukim? So Rabbi Nasan savar la k'Rabbi Yoshua. So Rabbi Nasan holds like Rabbi Yoshua, and he has a very creative way of having three mishmaros. Okay, that because that he's a three, he holds three mishmaros. But still, somehow David HaMelech has to get up in the middle of the night, and there's still he still has to be able to say that he got up two mishmaros early. So how does he get to that? So says the Gemara, he holds like Rabbi Yoshua. Who's Rabbi Yoshua? Ditznan. We're going to learn later on in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yoshua Omer ad shalosh shalos. So Rabbi Yoshua says, this is a Mishnah about Kriyat Shema shel Shachris. Right now we're learning about Kriyat Shema shel Arvis. But this Mishnah is how long do you have to say Kriyat Shema shel Shachris? So Rabbi Yoshua is of the opinion that you have ad shalosh shalos. You have until the third hour. Okay, you have until the ad shalosh shalos, you have until the third hour of the day. Why does Rabbi Yoshua say you have until the third hour of the day? So how do we, just taking a step back, how do we know when the parameters, what the time is for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis? What word in the pasuk told us when you have to daven Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis? Shafecha, right? So what are the parameters for Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris? Bikumecha. You could say Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris as long as it's wake-up time. Okay, so when is wake-up time? So we're going to get to that. That's what the next mission is going to be about. What are the zmanim for Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris? Bikumecha. How do you define wake-up time? So Rabbi Yoshua, we'll get to this, you know, a little bit later on. He says that you have until the third hour, which is 2 hours into the day, until the third hour to say Kriyat Shema. Because he says, you're right. Most people, they get up right when the day begins, right when it's sunny, your alarm goes off or whatever. Back then, they didn't have an alarm, right? And you'd get up, and that would be Uv Kumecha. But says Rabbi Yoshua Omer Ad Shalosh Shalos, that you have until the third hour to say Shema. Why? Shekein Derech Melachim La'amud B'Shalosh Shalos. That it was the way of kings or noblemen to wake up 3 hours into the day. Right, so Rabbi Yeshua basically said, you're right. Most people, they have to go to work, they have to do whatever they have to do. The sun rises, they get up, and that, you know, that's the way the world works. Uv kumecha, that's when you get up. But since kings get up a little bit later, they, you know, they're a little bit lazier or whatever, they don't have as much to do, they don't have to answer to anyone. So kings get up 3 hours into the day, so Rabbi Yeshua says that you could say Shema until the third hour of the day. Could still consider Uv Kumecha. So we'll put that aside right now. We'll get to that later when we could say Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. But what we see from the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua is, when did kings get up? Kings got up 3 hours into the at 3 hours into the day, which means after 2 hours. Okay? And David HaMelech was a king. So now if we put it all together, right? David HaMelech was a king. So when David HaMelech said that I got up two Ashmuros early, he wasn't saying I got up two Ashmuros earlier than normal people, than people that wake up at the beginning of the day, because David HaMelech was a king. So he was grading himself on the scale of kings. So David HaMelech was saying, I got up 2 hours earlier than the rest, two Ashmuros earlier than all the other kings. So now you have to do the math, right? So how does the math work? So says the Gemara, Sheit Delilah, right? So right now we're trying to explain Rabbi Nasan. So Chatzos HaLailah is the middle of the night. That means there are six more hours of the night, right? That's Chatzos. The night is 12 hours. So if David HaMelech said he got up at Chatzos, there are 6 more hours. Vitarti diyamama. And 2 more hours, right? This is when kings would get up. Two more hours into the day. That's up until Ad Shalosh Shalos is 2 more hours into the day. So Havule Shtei Mishmaros. So says the Gemara, right? 6 plus 2 is 8. 8 hours, and we're within the opinion of Rav Nasan that says that there are 3 mishmaros in the night. So how long is each mishmar? 4 hours. So If all David HaMelech is saying is, I got up 8 hours before the other kings, but I got up two mishmaros before the night ended. He's saying, I got up two mishmaros earlier than the other kings. Happens to be the kings, their scale is a little bit different. They get up late as it is. So everything is shifted. But we have Tartid Shetalila, Vitartid Dimama, Havile Shte Mishmaros. So that is equal to two Mishmaros. That's 8 hours, which is two Mishmaros. So that's what David HaMelech was saying. So it could all work out together, right? It could all work out. How could it all work out? David HaMelech gets up at Chatzos. And has, right, that's the first pasuk, right? So we're trying to work out all these psukim. The first pasuk says chatzos laila kum lo dos lecha al mishpatei tzidkacha. So that's true. David HaMelech got a chatzos. Oh, what about the second pasuk? Kidmu einai ashmuros. I got up two ashmuros early. So we're like, okay, it has to be that there's four mishmaros. If you got up two mishmaros early, no, says Rav Nasan, I got up the equivalent time of two mishmaros, which is 8 hours. That's how much earlier I got up than other kings. So that is Rav Nosson's genius, way of reading these psukim, and still having David get, when David says he got up two mishmaros early, we still understand what he's talking about. Says the Gemara one other answer, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Ashi, okay, who says, I have a different way that you could reconcile both psukim, that you could read both psukim. Right, again, one pasuk says David HaMelech got up at Chatzos, and one pasuk says that David HaMelech got up, two mishmaros early. So Rav Ashi Amar, mishmar upalga nami mishmaros karuluhu. Mishmar upalga, 1.5 mishmaros, nami mishmaros karuluhu. That's also called mishmaros, right? When David HaMelech said, I got up mishmaros, right? The pasuk says, kidmu einai mish ashmuros. I got up, two mishmaros before everyone else. It didn't mean literally two, right? Rebbe was very into, it has to be two. Ashmuros means two. No, even 1.5 is called two. It just meant that I get up multiple mishmaros, more than one mishmar before everyone. So even a mishmar napalga, mishmaru palga nami mishmaros karluhu. That's also considered mishmaros. So that's the way Rabbi Ashi learns it. That basically David HaMelech got up at Chatzos, and there are only three mishmaros in the night. So if you get up at Chatzos and there are only three mishmaros in the night, so there's still a mishmar and a half to go. That's okay. That's also called Ashmuros. Okay, so that is the end of the Mikoros, figuring out, if it's three Mishmaros or two Mishmaros based on the Psukim. If it's Rabbi Nosson brings a Raya from Tichona from Sefer Shoftim, and Rebbe brings a Raya from Sefer Tehillim, the Psukim about David Melech. We'll do a little bit more. The next one is a little bit easier. And just a tangent, and we're going to go to the two dots, where basically the Gemara often, when it quotes someone, when it quotes like a line, Rav Zrika said in the name of Rav Ami, said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Gemara will just bring another teaching from that same person. It doesn't have anything to do with what we're learning, except for the fact that it's tangentially related because it's the same people. So Amar Rav Zrika, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ein omrim, right, so that's the same person who said the previous thing, so that's why we're quoting it again. Ein omrim bifnei ha-meit, ela devarim shel meit. So what's the halacha? You could only, when you're in the presence of a mace, when you're in the presence of a dead body, you should, ein omrim ela devarim shel meit, devarim shel meit. You could only talk about things that have to do with the mace. So, the burial, whatever.
If they're not buried yet, right?
This is,
this could also be the
well. So we're gonna see what they're talking about right now, seemingly I would say even if they are buried based on what the Gemara is saying, we'll have to see this far and exactly what they're talking about. But I think it definitely some of these halachos do apply. So you could only talk about Dvar Shel Meis. So Amar of Abba Bar Kahana Lo Amron Ela B'Davar Shel Torah Avah B'Mili De'Alma Leis Lan Ba. So when we said that you could only talk about Dvar Avshal Meis, that you have to limit what you said, Lo Amrim Ela B'Divrei Torah, what we meant was only that you can't talk Divrei Torah. Right? You can't talk about Torah in front of the Meis. Why can't you talk about Torah in front of the Meis? So Rashi points out there's a Pasuk and an Isser called Loeg L'Rash. taunting the, literally means taunting them, the impoverished, right? Which means mocking, you know, a mace. Why is it mocking a mace? Because a mace is not able to learn Torah. What'd you say?
Later in brachos.
Yes, but also we have a lot of halachos later in brachos about you know, being before a mace. So a mace is not allowed to learn Torah. So if you start chazering your gemara in front of the mace, they're not able to learn Torah. They're not able to get chosin. You are, and that's mocking them. That's also why, like you pointed out, when you go to a basic faros, you roll up your tzitzis. You don't wear tefillin into a basic faros. All these different things that we don't want to perform mitzvahs in front of the mace. So says the Gemara, Lo Amran El B'Divrei Torah, that you can't learn Torah in front of the mace. Aval Mili De Alma Leis Lamba. But to talk Mili De Alma, to talk about you know, just mundane things, Mili De Alma, things of the world, that actually is not an issue. That's totally fine. But if you're talking Torah, you can only talk Torah that pertains to the mace. So, you know, you could talk about the halachos of burial, or the halachos of kriya, or, you know, anything that has to do with the mace, but you can't talk about Torah that's not related to the mace. That's the first opinion. V'ika da amri, there are those who say just the opposite. Amar of Amma Abba Bar Kahana, lo amrun ella afilu b'divrei Torah. That what we said is that no, even divrei Torah you can't talk in front of the mace. The kol shekein mili de alma, but certainly you can't just talk about like the Yankees in front of the mace. That's not kavodik. You can't talk about you know, your vacation plans in front of the mace. That's not kavodik. But the chiddush is that even Torah, which you would think that's not disrespectful, it's Torah. I'm learning Torah in front of the mace, so even that is not allowed. So basically, two opinions. Everyone agrees that you can't learn Torah in front of the mace. That's the iser of loig larash. But the question is, are you allowed to talk mili de alma in front of the mace? Are you allowed to talk about mundane things in front of the mace? So that is the other teaching of Rav Zika, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi. So now we're at two dots. We'll stop here. It was definitely helpful for me. I mean, I'm a visual learner, so I guess each their own.